Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, Abby, let's get you ready for Nashville this weekend to go see Taylor Swift.
I'm so excited. I literally have not been able to sleep all week.
I bet. All right, now, before we even get into the fallout from your pick yesterday and who you gave your tickets to, I think we're all going to feel a sense of pride here. Our intern, our former intern, Blake, is now a reporter and anchor in Nashville.
Oh, cool.
On a TV station up there, right? So Tommy sent this to me today. This is Blake sort of letting you know what to expect when you get to Nashville, because the merch lines are already, I mean, they are around the block, and it happened hours and hours and hours before she ever arrived in Nashville.
Oof, yeah. I went online and I bought mine already. I ain't staying in that line.
That's smart. Here's Blake.
Hey, good morning to you, Nikhil. Yeah, about 20 minutes to go and fans out here are excited. But really, that's no surprise, because when you think about it, Taylor Swift live in Nashville, it is a love story that fans here know all too well. And I want to show you the merch line here certainly proves that, because it is really not a delicate situation, as there really is no blank space available. So to tolerate it, the mastermind of the merch line began lining up here since 2 a.m. this morning with blankets, jackets, and a cardigan to keep warm so they're not as cold as you. As the sun came up, more people begin to come out in style, and no bad blood has been reported. They tell us this weekend in Nashville is part of their wildest dreams and will make sparks fly. Even the last person in line says she's enchanted to be here and told her friends, look what you made me do.
I don't think it's too crazy. I have high hopes. So I think Nashville's got their stuff in order, so I think we'll be okay.
Yeah. When you saw the videos, I'm assuming you've seen the ones from like Tampa and Atlanta of just the pandemonium at the merch truck. Did that factor in your decision to come early?
Yes, for sure. I wanted to get here kind of early. I also was randomly awake super early, and I said, yep, I'm gonna cruise down there and see what I can do.
So, Nikhil, no matter if you're in your lover era or bejeweled era, they say there's good karma for all Swifties this cruel summer. But look, as you can see, the line stretches all the way down there right now. So really has grown quite a bit the past couple of minutes or so as we've been out here. But look, if you can't make it today, shake it off, because here's the thing. It will happen again tomorrow at 10 a.m. and this crowd will all begin again. Live in Nashville, Blake Eason, News 2.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are, Blake Eason, our former intern.
Now, I want to remind everybody, this was a live shot in front of the merch. There's no teleprompter. He memorized that.
He's crushing it. All the lines from her songs and all the titles.
I counted 19 or 20Taylor Swift song drops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our dude.
He's like half her set list.
That's fire.
Isn't it?
Yes, he crushed it. Proud of him.
So if you weren't listening yesterday, Abby had to make a very difficult decision.
It was a very special Burt show yesterday.
It was a very special Burt show. You want to explain what it was?
No, Abby can't, because this was her ticket.
Yeah, so I had this extra Taylor Swift ticket sort of at the last minute, because my friend needed to go to Idaho, literally across the country, to go see the birth of one of her best friend's babies. And so I was down to two options, because only my brother and our promotions coordinator, Dallas, said they could go with me to Nashville for this concert. And then Kristen decided to throw a curveball and say, actually, not only will I go with you, I'll pay for everything.
Literally everything.
Everything.
Not her ticket, but I would pay for my ticket, and I'd pay for gas, and I would pay for drinks, and I would pay for the hotel. So Pretty much everything.
Versus your brother, who has turned down a trip to the Caribbean, a family vacation, and now you can't go because he's not going. So we thought for sure you're going to pick Kristen.
Yep, the man who caused me all my childhood trauma, or Kristen, who's about to pay for just about everything. And it seemed like an obvious choice, and to me it was an obvious choice, but... when it comes to family, there's just other factors at play, and I have a very complicated family dynamic, so I ended up going with my brother to literally the entire internet's dismay. I was looking at the comments, and I just stopped.
Yeah, I want to play your actual pick from yesterday, then I want to get into it, because while I didn't read the comments, I think I probably had the same thought that most of the comments did also.
Let me tell you where I'm coming from. My brother has never really made hanging out with me. Oh my God, am I going to cry? Oh, I might.
Oh, your first virtual cry?
No, I cried when we talked about gun control. Okay? That's right. This is my second cry. My brother's really never made an effort to hang out with me. Ever. And so it's like a really big deal for me that he wants to spend, you know, a whole night with my favorite artist. So as much as my bank account wants to go with Kristen and how much I would actually really enjoy probably hanging out with you more, I think I have to go with my brother just because, you know, he's never really made an effort and I really want to try and have that night with him.
Now, at this point, here you are in studio, you're crying, it's a very touching moment, and I'm very conflicted because I'm feeling like, if this is me, I'd have said, screw my brother. He's never wanted to hang out with me. And now all of a sudden I got these valuable tickets. Kristen, we're going.
That's what I was thinking too, to some extent. Yeah. But I mean, the thing is with my brother is he just didn't think he was going to lose the competition. And I was getting the sense from conversations I was having off the air that it was going to be a bit of an issue family-wise if I said no to my brother.
Never go against the family.
Never go against the family.
Is he older or younger again?
He's older. Okay. And so listen, I'm the person who is the most disappointed in this scenario. Like, you think I don't want to go with Kristen to this Taylor Swift concert? Like, Kristen's been nicer to me in the last 4 weeks than my brother has been in the last, like, 2 decades of my life. I get it. People are like, he's using you. I'm like, he is. This is the story of my life. And I think anybody who has, like, quote unquote, like, daddy or mommy issues understands where I'm coming from, where there's always going to be a subconscious part of you that thinks, like, maybe this will be the time where things are different.
Mm-hmm. All right. So he, after the show, hits you up.
No, I had to hit him up per usual.
Okay.
And I said, I'm going to break some news to you. People aren't happy about it. So I need you to prove to me that I'm not making the wrong decision, even though I'm still not 100% convinced this was the right decision. But I basically told him he had to prove a couple things to me. He had to listen to my entire Eras Tour Spotify playlist.
Nice.
And memorize not just the singles, but the ones that she might play for the surprise songs. Mm-hmm. And he also had to agree to get me drinks during the show so I didn't have to leave my seat.
Okay,
perfect.
Only right.
And that he just had to be nice to me.
And lastly, be nice.
Is that so much to ask?
I know. I have the sense that I'm going to come in on Monday and regret this decision, but...
No, you're not. We're going to manifest it because you're seeing your favorite artist.
Yes.
And so that should be the focal point. You have phenomenal seats in her, like... her home, her adopted hometown. So go have the best time. And I'm going to have a little faith in your brother. I think he's going to step up. Otherwise, he knows you're going to talk crap about him on the radio when you get back.
I know. I've become like the Taylor Swift of my family. Like, everybody knows they can't cross me because I'm going to come out and do a bit about it.
Now, did he leave you a voicemail after the show that you brought in?
I called him on Zoom.
Okay.
And I basically made him promise me all these things I just told you.
And this is the audio?
Yeah.
I have some bad news.
What?
The Bird Show fam, they are very upset that I selected you to take with me to the Taylor Swift concert.
I think my final pitch is that I bought a non-refundable plane ticket.
As your sister, I will extend to you an ungodly amount of grace and still allow you to see the concert under a couple of conditions. I want you to put your hand over your heart.
Where's the Bible?
Say, I've been Murphy. Promise to allow my sister, Abby.
Promise to allow my sister, Abby.
To be the most unhinged white girl at Nissan Stadium when Taylor Swift comes within 100 feet of us.
Second most unhinged white girl at the concert.
Are you the first?
I would be the first.
I also promise to listen to Abby's Eras Tour playlist so that I don't embarrass my sister when I don't know any of the words to the songs.
Swear.
And I also swear to get Abby any drinks she wants so she doesn't have to leave her seat during the concert.
Valid.
There you go. So that's what it is. That's how it's going to go. I get to be unhinged. I get free drinks for my brother.
Unhinged and drunk. You can't ask for more than that at a Taylor Swift concert.
I could ask for you.
You're going to have a fabulous time, and I'm really excited for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Don't wear the shoes I gave you, though, because your feet will be killing you by the end of the night.
Oh, no. It'll be cowboy boots all night long.
All right. That's the way to do it. It's the Burt Show. The Burt Show.